The Secret to Surfing the Waves by Ani Tenzin Palmo. What we need is to be interested and to watch, but not interfere or be caught up in what we're thinking. Don't think of the past. Don't anticipate the future. Don't get fascinated by the present. See it as it is. Just be there with it. A thought is just a thought. An emotion is just an emotion. It's like a bubble. It will burst and another one will come up. When we first begin to put this into practice, the mind begins to split. We develop what's called the observer, the witness, the knower. This is an aspect of the mind. It's still just a mind, conceptual mind, but it is a mind which is standing back and looking at what's going on, as if at a distance. In itself, this is not ultimate reality, because it's still a dualistic mind, but it's a vast improvement on the way we normally think because it gives us the space to see a thought as a thought and an emotion as an emotion. Then we can decide whether this is a useful thought or emotion or not. We know it for what it is, rather than being absorbed in it. We no longer identify with it. If we develop this inner awareness, which is like an inner space, we can ride the waves of life. People imagine that to be a mediator, you have to always live in very tranquil situations and that you're likely to be inundated if a turbulent situation arises. This is true for beginners, just as it is for someone who's learning how to surf. At the beginning, they have to stick to the small waves, otherwise they'll be bowled over. But an expert surfer looks for the big waves. The greater the waves, the more fun, once you have your balance. The secret is to be balanced, to be poised. To be a good surfer, you need to be neither too tense nor too relaxed, just balanced. This is what we need in our practice too. When we develop this inner space, everything takes on a dreamlike quality. Not dreamlike in the sense of being sleepy, but in that it's no longer so solid, so real, so urgent. It has a quality almost like an illusion. You don't take it quite so seriously because you're not so totally involved in it. Now, when we have that sense of stepping back and seeing life with a degree of clarity, we're able to respond to situations which arise with freshness and spontaneity, instead of our usual automatic response, which is like pressing a button on a machine. We begin to respond naturally and in an appropriate manner.